就在昨天呢。
Yesterday,
央视和国际足联达成协议。
CCTV and FIFA reach an agreement.
以5亿美元的价格购买了2026和2030年两届世界杯的转播权。就这么一个简单的市场行为啊。
Acquiring the broadcast rights for the 2026 and 2030 World Cups for $500 million is just a simple market transaction.
在国内却掀起了轩然大波。
It caused a huge stir in China.
从世界杯转播权这事儿一爆出来。
Since the controversy over World Cup broadcasting rights has erupted,
某些赢学大师就开始带节奏了。
Some of the camp leaders started to create a rift.
什么国际足联伤害我们民族感情了？
What did FIFA do to harm our national feelings?
又是我们不能低头了。
If we can't give in,
我们可以不看世界杯。
We can choose not to watch the World Cup.
但是不能没有民族尊严了。
But not without national dignity.
咱也不知道啊。
I don't know either.
这世界杯跟这民族尊严是怎么强行绑定的？
How can the World Cup be so forcefully linked to national dignity?
咱们再说说价格问题。
Let's talk about the price issue again.
昨天呢，某社交软件的热搜。
Yesterday, a trending topic on a social media platform,
居然有一条叫做央视6000万美元拿下世界杯转播权。
Actually, there's a news report about CCTV China Central Television securing a $60 million deal to broadcast the World Cup.
咱也不知道这6000万这数字是从哪儿爆出来的。
I don't know where this number of 60 million came from.
关键是啊，还有某些权威媒体也跟进报道了。
The key is, and some authoritative media have also followed up on the report.
要不说咱国家某些媒体就只是宣传员呢。
If we say that some media outlets in our country are just propagandists,
但凡你稍微查查数据，了解一下央视前两届世界杯转播权的购买价格。
However, if you look at the data and understand the purchase price of CCTV for the two previous World Cup broadcasting rights,
你也不能发出这种消息来啊。
You shouldn't send such messages either.
2018年俄罗斯世界杯和2022年卡塔尔世界杯，央视也是打包购买。
In 2018, the FIFA World Cup and the 2022 Qatar World Cup were also purchased by CCTV.
打包的价格是3亿美元。
The price of the central package is $300 million.
这次呢，人家国际足联报价5亿。
This time, FIFA offered $5 million.
你张嘴就说6000万。
You just open your mouth and say 6 million.
你这符合逻辑吗？
Does this make sense?
人家国际足联涨价的逻辑是
The logic of FIFA price increase is that
世界杯参赛球队增多
More teams participating in the World Cup
比赛场次增加
Increase the number of matches
比赛时间延长
The competition time is extended.
所以从3亿涨到了5亿。
So it increased from 300 million to 500 million.
那么你从3亿降价到6000万的逻辑是啥呢？
So what's the logic for reducing the price from 300 million to 60 million?
是国内某些赢学大师。
Some of the leading educators and entrepreneurs in China
要求维护民族感情
maintain ethnic harmony
其实啊，世界杯转播权的购买就是纯纯的市场行为
Actually, the purchase of World Cup broadcasting rights is a pure market behavior
过去的几届世界杯啊
In the past few World Cups
央视都没少赚钱
CCTV doesn't make a lot of money.
国际足联一看，哟
，FIFA take a look，
你央视赚钱挺多呀。
You guys at CCTV make a lot of money。
那你就多给我点吧。
Then give me more。
于是呢，他们要求涨价。
So they demanded a price increase。
当然了。
Of course。
央视这边肯定是越便宜越好啊。
CCTV will definitely prefer the cheapest option。
于是开始还价。
Then started bargaining。
漫天要价。
Demanding。
坐地还钱。
Return the money。
这本是最基本的市场行为。
This is the most basic market behavior。
就跟你在菜市场买东西是一样的。
It's just like buying things at a market。
卖家想多卖钱。
Seller wants to make more money。
买家想多省钱。
The buyer wants to save money。
可是，这么简单的市场行为。
But this is a simple market behavior。
到了咱这儿就成了民族大义，民族感情。
Once you're here, you'll understand the importance of national unity and national sentiment.
哎，
我
也不明白了啊。
I don't understand either.
改革开放都快50年了。
It's been almost 50 years since the reform and opening up.
市场经济都喊了半个世纪了。
The market economy has been promoted for half a century.
咱某些个营学大师的脑袋怎么就转不过来呢？
How can some of these academic masters not be able to think?
是蠢呢还是坏呢？
Is it stupid or evil?
在他们眼里，
In their eyes,
央视买了世界杯版权，
CCTV bought the World Cup rights.
那是赢了。
That's it.
因为我们用6000万的价格占了国际足联的大便宜。
Because we got a great deal buying the World Cup for 60 million.
我们没买世界杯转播权呢，也是赢了。
We didn't buy the broadcast rights for the World Cup, and we still won.
因为我们昂起了头。
Because we were arrogant.
没有被国际足联欺负。
Not bullied by FIFA.
哎，
Oh,
我就想问问啊。
I just want to ask.
都是市场行为。
All are market behavior.
谁没事老欺负你干嘛呀？
Who would bother to bully you?
你这被迫害妄想症的毛病还能治吗？
Can you get rid of your delusional disorder?